Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We've been talking about the trip we just got back from Oaxaca, Mexico, and we'll give you a little bit more detail on some of the fun things that we did that I would recommend, and I'll give you a little bit of information on how to get there and do it if you're ever interested in making the trip. It's the only... not bad thing, but hard thing about it is getting there. It's not the easiest thing in the world. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. There continues to be a lot of questions, and I was on the trip. I was looking at some of the Italian cypress down there. It was fascinating. They grow beautifully down there because of Oaxaca, Mexico. And by the way, some people may not know how to spell that. Oaxaca is O-A-X-A-C-A, Oaxaca, Mexico. It's way down in South Mexico. It's in the center of the country, but it's pretty far down there, and it's high. It's like 7,000 feet, and you go there for the incredible food. The food is just great. As a lot of you know, Bo and Logan, my daughter, and my announcer live in Costa Rica part of the year, and Costa Rica is wonderful. But one of the slightly negative things about Costa Rica is the food's bland. It's not great. But in Oaxaca, Mexico, if you go there, that is one of the things you can look forward to. It's just incredible. Very unusual for the most part, and the flavors are great and all that kind of thing. What I talked about in the first hour, and you can hear on podcast on dirtdoctor.com if you missed it, we talked about the sculpture, the wooden sculpture fellow that we met. Actually met him on the airplane going over there. It was incredible. And we were specifically wanting to go and get another piece, which we did. But the name of his place is, I didn't mention that in the first hour, it's Jacoba. J-A-C-O-B-O, Jacoba and Maria Angeles, A-N-G-E-L-E-S. Just incredible art. And the we were talking also then after that about the rugs, and I don't have the wood art on the website. And I know I've got good photography. I know I've got a ton of it now from this trip. So we'll be adding that to the website so you can see it. And I'll try to pull out some of the stuff I took from 10 years ago and some shots of him, of the owner, of the main artist there. I think you'll love his place. It's a one beautiful, beautiful place when you go see his operation. Let's catch up on some phone calls, and then we'll do other things. AJ is still holding, had something else for us. AJ, you there?
Yes, sir. You mentioned lava. Rock or lava powder. What I've been doing, I got an old cement mixer, and I buy the bags of lava rock from Home Depot for the decorative stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I've been, you know, putting it in that cement mixer with a hammerhead and some other bars and knocking it down to a powder.
Okay.
Is that good enough for lava powder, or is that different?
Well, it would work fine. No, that's lava. I think the finer the texture, probably the more effective it is for your soil.
Oh, it's real fine. It comes out real fine after leaving it in there an hour.
No, I think that's great. Now, this company that I mentioned, American Rio, they also sell a gravel. So the difference is the paramagnetism, this very special property that things that have gone through tremendous heat like volcanic material has for helping the microorganisms, the biological activity of the soil, the availability of nutrients and all that. Any lava sand, even if it has zero paramagnetism, would be beneficial in helping hold moisture and doing some other beneficial things, helping with microbiotic activity. But the higher the paramagnetism, the faster it works, the more powerful it is. It's why plants grow so tremendously in areas that have volcanic soil, is this property called paramagnetism.
Now, there's a way to check that, right? I mean, Malcolm Beck used to talk about checking the
paramagnetism. Yeah, it's a very simple little device. It costs several $100 to buy one, but anybody that sells lava sand has one, and they'll put what their paramagnetism is on the bags and that sort of thing. You can, anybody that wants to buy one of the devices, they're available from Pikes, P-I-K-E-S, I believe is the name of it. Labs, they sell refractometers and Callahan paramagnetism meters and all kinds of things.
Okay. If I could, I had just a couple more. I know
to finish answering your question, though, any lava gravel, taking it down to a powder form would be beneficial. It's just a matter of cost and the time to do it. If you can buy it already in that form, you know, it might be a more economical and time-saving way to go.
Yeah. The H-E-B used to package the zeolite for kitty litter.
Right.
And they don't do that anymore, but they have a zeolite with bentonite in it.
Well, that's not as good because the bentonite is a clay, too much moisture. In fact, it's used a lot of times, in ponds, in the base of a pond to try to help the pond hold water.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so that if you could find zeolite, is it just a waste if you're already using the lava rock?
No, because it does something completely different. Zeolite has this unique ability because of its molecular structure to grab certain things and hold on to them and then release them with perfect efficiency. And the thing it likes the best is ammonia. In other words, if you have too much ammonia from too much fertilizer or something like that and it has an odor or whatever associated with it, that's why people use it in horse stalls and people use it in their closets and in refrigerators because that zeolite absorbs and holds the odor and takes it out. You can't smell it. I mean, that's why it works so well. And what it does in the soil is it offers a balancing act. If you have any chemistry that's out of whack for whatever reason, you may have fertilized with too much of one thing, too much of another thing, or somebody else did in the past, it just helps you get things back into balance and make trace minerals more easily available to the plants.
Oh, okay. And then one last thing. I was listening to one of your podcasts this morning, and a farmer, I think, from Arkansas called in, and he didn't specifically say, but I think he was making his own Garrett juice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I do that. I got one of the, I made one of the Bruce Dooley compost tea makers.
Yeah, great.
And I make a 5-gallon bucket and then mix it with your other molasses and vinegar and all. And he said that he had some left from last year, and you said it would be okay. It might get a little murky and stuff, and he'd have to strain it. Is that what you were talking about? The homemade stuff will last a year?
No, the commercial stuff or the homemade stuff, either one will last pretty much indefinitely. The only negative that I was probably trying to explain to him is you will develop this clumpiness in it, and that's biological activity taking place is what it is, and you just need to strain that out before you use it through your sprayer so it doesn't stop things up. But it's fine to throw that clumpy stuff into the soil or into the compost pile or whatever. It's nothing wrong with it. It's just going to clog up your sprayer.
Okay, because Bob Webster says, you got to use that compost tea right away because then it goes anaerobic or something. I can't remember exactly.
Well, if you're doing aerobic compost tea and you want to spray something that's got a whole bunch of newly grown microbes in it, you do need to use that right away. Garrett juice has some microbes in it, but that's not really why we use it. We use it because of the fact that it provides trace minerals and all the different ingredients in it stimulate the biological activity in the soil. You're not actually putting out as many microbes as you are creating the growth of them in the soil. You see what I mean?
I see. Okay, so it feeds the microbes.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about how old it is. Now, aerobic compost, where you have intentionally built this furious high level of fungus in the compost tea, you do have to use it pretty fast, real fast, or you lose that fungal benefit that you've created with the aeration and the molasses, all that stuff we explain on the website and, in Bruce Dooley's tips. We've got his whole program, there on our site.
Would it help with the garret juice if you put the air stones in there and kept them going?
Yeah, it'd add a little bit higher level of fungal activity. Whether it's worth your time and effort or not, it'd be a debate.
I appreciate your
help. The call. Thanks for calling, AJ. Thanks. I'll talk to you later. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with you right after this.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right. Some people are asking me what's the story on the tree a little more. The newsletter that we've already done is pretty good, and the entry in dirtdoctor.com in the library is pretty good. I'll throw it on Facebook where I'm seeing some questions come in. But we're going to expand that greatly with the shots, the still shots, and the videos that I have done. So I'll keep you posted on that. I don't know if we'll get all that done this week or not, but we'll get it done as soon as we can. Next, before I go back to the phone line, and there's an open line if you want to jump on real quick at 866-444-3478. We need to do our real-time pain relief report, a tip. And this one's kind of interesting because I've got a point of view on this myself. They're talking about people needing to be careful running and doing extreme exercises in summer heat more so than when it's cooler. And that ought to be common sense, but maybe it's not for some people. It talks about the fact that our sweat is not actually cooling us down when we exercise heavily and it's hot, but rather it's the evaporation of the sweat on the skin that does the cooling. And that sweat actually comes from the plasma in our blood, which means that the blood volume also decreases a little with excessive sweating. Sweating is probably good for you to a degree, but you've just – there needs to be a balance here, of course. They're recommending not only replacing the water, but also the electrolytes. And they're talking about drinking sports drinks and electrolyte powders and supplements. I'm not a fan of sports drinks, I'll have to tell you. There may be some other things that are good. I think I'm probably the biggest fan of something like the Crazy Water that is one of our supporters because it's so loaded with nutrients, trace minerals, and natural electrolytes and all that. It's very important. Their point here, and I totally agree, is just to be reasonable, especially when it's hot, because when you exercise heavily and it's hot, you get this increased heart rate. You may be susceptible to headaches, nausea, fatigue, dizziness, and all that kind of thing. So just that's a good a tip from Real Time Pain Relief, which is available at the stores out there. If you haven't been there before, it's rtpr.com for Real Time Pain Relief. You can get a free $10 tube still with your first purchase. You can call them and go that way, route too. It's 877-787-7180. Real Time Pain Relief. Back to the phones, David in Springfield, Missouri. Hello, David.
Yes, hello. Here, I think it's 2 weeks ago, you had a caller talk to you about he had been killing stumps by some kind of mixture. He was mixing something with diesel. And you said that you didn't have any problem with it. But I didn't catch what it was that he was mixing with the diesel.
Molasses.
Oh.
Yeah, it's mixing liquid molasses and diesel. I don't know what the perfect mixture is. Probably a 50-50 mixture, I guess. It's something that my friend Bob Webster down in San Antonio and his listeners have been talking about for a long time. And to be honest, I stayed away from it for a while because diesel, you know, is a petroleum thing. And then I went through a period of time where I was doing experiments in the Vernon, Texas area where land had been killed and dead for 75 years. And we did experiments on bringing life back and tried a whole bunch of different things. And molasses became a big part of my recommendations as a result of that there. Plus the fact I realized from all that work that we did that salt is a much worse contamination of the soil long term than petroleum is. Crude oil, for example, can be a pretty good fertilizer if it's put out in a you know limited way, and it's very easy to clean it up unless there's just too much of it in one place. And then the more it's refined, the more of a contaminant it can become. And so diesel's, you know, less refined than gasoline, so it'll break down fairly fast. So using it in this regard to get rid of stumps in conjunction with molasses, it's going to break down. It's one of the reasons why it helps the stump break down and go away. You know, it stimulates some biological activity, and the microbes eat it up, and then they eat up the stump in association too. So I don't know if I'd do it myself on my own property. I'd probably use the saltpeter technique instead. But I don't have a problem with people doing it at all. And I don't think they do any long-term contamination at all.
The molasses, if I understand you correctly, it's you're saying it stimulates the microbes. The microbes get to feeding on the molasses and in turn feed on the wood of the stump.
That's
stump.
Right. That's correct? Exactly right. And I think feeding on the diesel is part of the same thing, you know.
Okay. Okay. How about this? If a person was to say, take chainsaw and dish out the center of that stump to where you could kind of pour it in there and not have it run off the sides, would it, do you still think it'd do the same thing, or would you not be getting enough to the sap side of the stump?
I think, that's a little bit debatable because what you want to kill is that outside edge, you know, that cambium layer and that live tissue that's out under the bark. So keeping the material on that edge is more important than killing the center of the tree because that's dead tissue in the center. So try it both ways and see what works the best. We've always talked about just drilling holes, you know, and making sure some of it gets down in the holes. I'm going to have to run. Let me put you on hold. I'm Howard Garrett. Be right back after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery.
Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And that telephone number, if you want to jump on here, is 866-444-3478, which is DIRT. Let's talk to R.A., and then I'll finish on the little travel story for you. Hello, R.A.
Yes, Howard. Say, this year I'm using your potting soil recipe off of the computer.
Okay.
And I was wondering about the small amounts of other beneficial and amendments that you have listed, like green sand, fish meal, alfalfa meal, and that. And how you say use a small amount, but how much would a small amount be for each gallon of potting soil?
Like for each gallon? The things that I add there at the end that you can just add if you want to in a gallon of soil, that's not very much. I'd probably do a kind of a heaping tablespoon of those at the most. It's all like I was talking to a caller earlier in the show. This is kind of like making chili. You know, it's a pinch of this and a pinch of that. There's no – and my potting soil formulas, if you've looked at them over a period of time, you notice that they kind of change. I change my mind about things from time to time. And a lot of people that recommend organic potting soils have a little bit different formula than I do. So I don't think there's any precise exact amount of any of these things that you need to use. You just need to be careful on the things that have fertility value and thus would have a fairly high level of major nutrients. You just want to be careful to avoid using too much and, you know, creating a burn on the plants. Most of the amendments that I recommend, for example, lava sand, zeolite, coffee grounds, most any of the rock minerals, you could fill a 1 gallon container completely full with just that one amendment, including coffee grounds. I've done it. I've experimented with all this, and plants will not only stay alive, they'll grow, but they'll grow a whole lot better if you use a smaller amount of each one of those mixed with other things. And the potting soils that I found to be the best are the ones that have a pretty high level. The highest percentage of the mix is the compost and the volcanic sands. And then all the other things go in at lesser percentages. And what's the perfect one? Yeah, we're still experimenting. And it depends on the quality of the product that you buy. It depends on what kind of plants you're trying to grow and all that. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. And I was thinking about doing like this six parts of compost and three parts of lava sand and one part of dry molasses is what I was thinking. Does that sound make
sense? That sounds pretty good. That's pretty heavy amount of molasses. The molasses has some fertilizer value, some NPK, because it's got soy in it. That's probably on the high end of use for the molasses. But it'd be worth trying, see how it works for you. You may have discovered a better way to do it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your help and your guidance, Howard. And I always listen to you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you being there.
One more last thing.
Yeah.
This crazy temperatures we've had here in the Metroplex, do you think that'll affect the production of our vegetables and stuff?
Yeah, it's affecting my asparagus for sure. Yeah, it's one of the things we've talked about a fair amount, and maybe I need to bring it up and cover it a little bit each week. But the temperature roller coaster did affect production, but a lot of people are saying that, and they're right to some degree, that the low amount of cold hours that we have affected some vegetables and a lot of fruit. And I think there is some validity to that. Some fruit, especially peach and other things, need a certain number of cold hours to have flowers, set buds, and have fruit. But what really did a lot of damage to plants, and this includes my asparagus and a lot of people's asparagus and some other plants as well, is that one day we had, I need to go back and look up the exact date so I have that on the website, but it doesn't really matter as much as the fact that it happened. We had a 50-degree drop in temperature in 12 hours.
Yeah, is that when it went down to 22?
Yeah, it went down into the teens for a lot of people, and it started off real warm. When you have that dramatic drop like that, the plants, first of all, they're not hardened off well. And then secondly, it's just a shock to their system. My big bay tree, which I've always bragged about that I've had outside for 35 years, and it's 35 feet tall and, you know, 20 feet or more wide, it's got a pretty substantial amount of cosmetic damage to it from that day. And brown leaves on it. Judy and I were talking about it last night that we need to get our arborist friend to come over and take, you know, while they're trimming dead wood out of some of the trees, trim all the dead leaves out of our bay tree.
Yeah, that not only nailed the plants. It got us too, didn't it?
Yeah, it was bad. I hope we don't have that happen too often, because it really it kills some of the tip tissue in my little ginkgo trees that I have in pots all around. I had not a lot of damage, but some of them where I had 10 or 15 little ginkgo trees growing in one pot, it killed some of them that were near the edge and were actually touching the terracotta pot.
Yeah.
So it did some damage.
Well, listen, Howard, I appreciate your guidance and your help and all the good information you got on the computer.
Thanks, R.A.
So thank you very much.
Call us again.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Well, let's talk about the final thing that we did other than eat a bunch of great food and drank a little mezcal. I have to admit that. We, in fact, we did a tasting. I saw how it's made. The first process of mezcal is a lot like the process of making tequila, and then it just there's a more specialized way they burn underground, they burn the cores of this blue agave to start the process. I'm not a big fan of it, but it was interesting to taste it. But the other thing that we did, which we had learned about 10 years ago when we did the first trip to Oaxaca, was this pottery that's called Barro Negra. And Barro Negra is a beautiful black pottery that is primarily made in the Oaxaca area. There's a few other places where it's made, but I think that Oaxaca, Mexico is kind of the center of it. And it's because of the soil, and it's because of the way they fire it and create the pottery. They think it was a creation of the Zapotec Indians. Zapotecs were relatives of the Mayans. And all of that's just really interesting, too. You can go to the ruins and look at all that, which we did also. But this pottery is kind of centered there, and some of it is almost mass-produced now. They do so much of it. And then there's other people that have turned it into an art form, and you can watch the women do the carving on the clay before it's fired. And a lot of different shops have this Barro Negra pottery. If you ever go down there, I strongly recommend you put that on your list and go watch how it's made and buy some simple pieces. And it can be extremely inexpensive, or you can go to the other end of the spectrum and go see some of the artists. We met one that was that had done some beautiful, beautiful stuff. In fact, one Day of the Dead sculpture that he did, it was three skeletons, you know, with these heavy coats on and hats, black, of course, this black pottery. And it was too much money. We didn't buy it, but it's something that, you know, I may look into more in the future. So you can see just beautiful, beautiful sculpture of this stuff, or just simple pots. And Logan and Bo bought some shots, you know, containers, a little ceramic shot glasses out of the stuff, and you can get anything that you want. We got a fish, and we got a turtle. Judy's really into turtles, so we got that. But it's called Barro Negro. It's B-A-R-R and then N-E-G-R-O, and it's all over the place there, but you can do some, and we'll put all this together into a report for you and give you some of the recommendations of the best places for you to go and see some of this stuff. We've got open lines all of a sudden. If you want to jump on here, it's 866-444-3478. Back to In Howard's Garden that I really didn't finish with, a couple of things. I started talking about the Italian cypress, and like often happens, I got sidetracked. The Italian cypress are in trouble here, and part of it is due to that crazy weather event that I was just talking about. It has little brown spots all over the Italian cypress, and a lot of the arborists and other folks are saying that there's not anything you can do about it, and that always bothers me because it's not true. There's certainly something you can do about it. It is a fungal disease. It is a canker, and we've got quite a bit of information on the website about it. The solution is the same solution that you have for rose rosette and oak wilt and a lot of other things that people say don't have any solution. The solution is the sick tree treatment that we invented to keep red-tip photinias from all dying out. Now, I don't recommend planting red-tip photinia. I like the Chinese photinia that it was bred from, but I don't like the red-tip very much because it does have this flaw that it's susceptible to this fungal disease that ends up showing up as purple spots on the leaves, and then the leaves turn yellow, and then they die, and then the plant dies away. We came up with this, what we call the sick tree treatment now, as a procedure to solve that problem. And the first step of it, and this is crucial on the Italian cypress, if you've got some Italian cypress that have this canker, and it's explained in detail on a newsletter that we did, if you want to go look at that, an entry in the library. But the first step of saving this plant is to get the soil off the base of the plant. They are almost 100% too deep in the ground. Now, if you have perfect soil and perfect rainfall, and you know you're at 7,000 feet and there's sloped soils, like in Oaxaca, Mexico, where the Italian cypress grow to be 150 feet tall. It's just amazing. They're gorgeous things. And you'll see them in places like Greece and Italy, but they'll be on sloped areas and soil that drains really well and everything. Well, when you put them in Dallas heavy clay soil or some other place under irrigation, they're watered too much, this problem comes up. You apply the sick tree treatment, with the first step being getting the soil off of the flare, and then go organic with all the amendments that we recommend. You can save them, no question about it. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Dram is celebrating 75 years of design and manufacturing of quality watering tools. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the one-touch rain wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9-pattern spray gun. Put some Dram color in your garden this season. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit Dram on Facebook or at dram.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health.
Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's get back to the phone lines here. John in Kaufman, Texas, next. Hi, John.
Hey, I have been looking on... occasionally see stuff come up on Facebook about plants, and one that's kind of got me intrigued is the one that's it's called a cherry bush, I believe it is, and it grows to like 5 feet high and wide, and they indicate that it's good to 40 below, it's real good up in the north, and but at the same time, it tolerates, sounds like it would tolerate our temperatures down here. What is the... what is your take on that?
And you're just, and it's just identified as a cherry bush?
Yes, sir. And I had thought very seriously about just, in other words, just putting it on Facebook, on your page, and see what you think about it.
Yeah, you may. I'll have to look into it. I'm not sure exactly what we're talking about. There is a cherry, and I'm drawing a blank on the exact name of it. I've got it in my book that I did for plants in Houston, and I planted it in Dallas, and it did well for a while, a few years, and then it kind of faded away. And I think it's less than hardy here. It would certainly not be hardy to 40 degrees. So you must be talking about a different kind of a cherry bush.
I've never seen it before, and I read up on it, and I said, well, I said, I'll see if there's anything in your library, and I couldn't find nothing in the library.
Yeah,
I said, well.
I tell you what, yeah, send me that information. I'll do a little research on it, and we'll put some information in the web in the library for you.
Okay, I just sent it to your email? Or just
yeah, just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll look into it in the meantime, and we'll get something up there and see if it's the same cherry bush that we put in the Houston book or something different. It sounds like it's different.
Well, I'm sure we'll do that, Ben.
Okay.
I appreciate it. You have a good day.
Thank you, John.
All right, goodbye.
Let's go next, well, to Dallas and talk to Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hey there. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Let me, my question I've got to ask, there's two. There's on the pecan tree. We got a pecan tree, a huge one. And we plant St. Augustine under it and around it, you know, in the yard. And it just doesn't hold up or just dies out. Do you know anything that we could do to keep that alive?
No. Sorry. It's I'm not trying to be flip. It's funny because it's the most common question we get, Larry, is I even had some conversations about it on the trip to Mexico we just got back from. You have to either grow trees or grass. They both want the full sun, and guess which one wins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
it gets
worse every year. It doesn't matter whether it's St. Augustine or Bermuda grass. It's not going to grow in the shade, total shade.
Yeah.
You have to make the decision to take the trees out and let the full sun in, or go to what we've done at our place, go to ground cover and shade-loving low plants like wood fern and various perennials that can take the shade. Right now, for example, Judy and I were out feeding the koi last night, and we were looking around talking about the fact that the things are starting to look pretty good. This season we've got blue salvia blooming like crazy right now in almost full shade. Just a little bit of sun in the morning, and that's it. So there are things you can grow in the shade of a tree, but not grass.
Not grass. Okay, then. Well, I've got another question. My wife, we have this pot that's a cement pot,
mm-hmm.
and it's about 2 feet in diameter, and she plants some flowers and various things in there.
Mm-hmm.
We got garden soil, and we put garden soil in there, and about a week later, she goes to plant the flowers and starts digging in there, and it's nothing but fire ants.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is there anything you can do to put in the soil for the fire ants? I know we have this granules that we put on a mound, but you know they took that pot, both those pots over before you could turn around.
Larry, it sounds like you're a relatively new listener, and we're delighted to have you here. If you'll go to the garden center, forget about those toxic chemicals to use for fire ants. Go to the local feed store or garden center and get a bag of dry molasses.
Dry molasses.
And work the dry molasses into the soil where those fire ants are, and they'll be gone. They do not like dry molasses. While you're at it, just go ahead and put the dry molasses on the whole site. Since
yeah.
you're just getting into organics, it sounds like that's the best first step you can make because it'll run them off the property.
Is it a granular?
It's a granular product. You put it out just like any fertilizer. It'll go through fertilizer spreaders. You can throw it out by hand. But mixing it into the soil in the pots is something I would do. Now, if they hang around, if they decide that they're going to be ornery and not leave due to the molasses, you can kill them with the organic mixture that we call mound drench. And mound drench is basically compost tea or the entire Garrett juice formula.
Yeah.
And that formula is on my website on dirtdoctor.com. You can make it yourself or you can buy the formula. The easiest way to make mound drench, though, is to use Garrett juice and put 2 ounces of orange oil in the mix per gallon.
Okay.
And then pour that onto the fire ants. It doesn't run them off. It kills them. There's also a commercial product called Spinosad or Spinosad. That's the active ingredient in the product. It's an organic pest control, and it will kill fire ants on contact. You don't need to use any toxic chemicals at all, and you can get rid of them very easily.
again. Well, that's great. I listen to you every once in a while. I just
okay. Well, stick with us. I appreciate you joining us.
I miss you, and so.
Okay, thanks for calling. I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.